Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Krusty Canuck on this beautiful April 30th, 2019. Today's episode, I will be discussing my hate mail and the whole BS on Christopher Freeland's trip to the United Nations and the whole fallacy of the white supremacy issue. All that coming up on Krusty Canuck. Greetings, everybody. I'm your host, Krusty, and this is the Krusty Canuck Podcast. On today's episode, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to be discussing all of my hate mail I've been receiving from all these so-called little communist manifestis, and we're going to discuss the whole white supremacy issue that Christopher Freeland says is a really, really big issue that's going to affect the world. So, all thoughts and considerations, please consider KrustyCanuck.ca. You'll find links to all of my donation sites, Subscribestar, PayPal, and GoFundMe. Please consider donating. I also have merchandise at teespring.com under Krusty Canuck Merchandise. And please purchase something. Help me reach more of my goals. As I mentioned before, I'll be giving 30% of every donation and every sale to the Calgary Veterans Food Bank. That is 30% of every sale and every donation I will graciously give to the Calgary Veterans Food Bank. So without further ado, without screwing the pooch, I have received some hate mail. Oh my goodness. Hate speech. Oh, what are we going to say and do? Well, you know, I've had hateful things said to me before, and this is really no big deal, considering where a lot of these comments have come from. Out of respect and out of privacy of said individuals, I really don't care if they're who they say they are or if they're just a bunch of internet trolls. I'm not going to mention their names. I'm not going to give them that satisfaction. You know, I don't believe in doxing someone just for the sake of an opinion. I'd rather hunt down an actual criminal and have he or she pay the price based on their actions, not based on their opinions. I like to think I'm above that. Secondly, you know, it's just stupidity, you know. Hey, one individual always addressed me as the fash. Why don't you just say fascist, if that's what you really believe? Considering it's such a trendy buzzword now, it has nothing absolutely to do with liberty or basic conservative principles. It's just a trendy thing to say to somebody when you don't have the gall or the know-how or the intellectual honesty to actually have a conversation with someone on what's ailing the world today, right? And especially the so-called superior intellects out there who like to use Freudian terms to describe me. Yes, I've had some mental issues in the past, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm here today, and I'm strong, and I've got a great wife, and a great home, and a great outlook in life, and I'm going to speak my mind, I'm going to say what I'm thinking, and I'm going to promote it to the best of my ability, whether you agree with it or not. No. Who took basic marketing and basic media studies in high school? Right? Beware of substitutions, and if you don't like a channel, change it. Don't like a radio station? Find another station. Don't like the paper you're reading? Read another one. Find other information. Go out and be observant. Go out and think for yourself. That's what we're supposed to do, and that's what I'm trying to promote here with Krusty Canuck. Thinking for yourself. Right? I spent 20 years locked up in an institution. Yeah. Really, you know, when you think about it, you spend 20 years serving your country, and you're told what to say, when to say it, and how to say it. Really. You know, and once you break that mold, and you get out of it, and you go back to thinking on your own morals and what you want to do, well, you do it. All right? And contrary to popular belief with all these little commies making their comments, oh, we're baby killers, and we've done all these terrible things to people, and we, all we ever do is kill brown people, and oh my God, the goodness, oh, chicken and pie, oh my. I got news for you, kids. Anyone who serves in the military, whether it be here in Canada, the United States, Britain, or any other functioning democracy, you volunteer, okay? you get up off your ass and you either sign the dotted line yourself, or you make the, you know, make the effort to serve in other capacities. Myself, at the time, I needed a job. I didn't have a lot of money for school, didn't have a lot of support, and the next best thing was joining the service. And I joined the Army, went in the infantry. Did all the gung-ho hoo-ah stuff and everything, and getting my body bent and broken. Well, your gut checked, all that good stuff. And I worked with some great people, and I worked for some great people. Well, there's still people I keep in touch with today because of the influence and the kindness and the dedication, the teamwork they showed me. And because of their actions, I displayed the same thing with some of my troops and the people I worked with. But like any other job, you work with people that are good and some people are bad, right? So when I look back at my career, yeah, we weren't trained to be baby killers. We weren't trained to harm a lot of people. Yeah, we were trained to kill. We were trained to fight. But we were also trained to tolerate, stand your ground, keep the peace, make the peace. You know, contrary to the old myth of, you know, Canada always just being peacekeepers and we don't need this and need that. That's gone. That's been dead and buried for a long effing time. All right. Like any other functioning military, we were trained to do our jobs and to do it well. And yes, we've had to be resourceful and versatile, and we've had to overcome and adapt, to quote Clint Eastwood. But yes, we did, and we kicked ass and took names. And some of those lads aren't with us today because of kicking ass and taking names, doing our effing jobs. So for little commies out there who want to keep sending me hate mail, keep bringing it. I don't mind it. Let's have a debate. Let's have a discussion. You can reach me at Facebook at Krusty Canuck, or on Instagram, or send me an email, KrustyBCanuck67@gmail.com. You can also send a message on my website, KrustyCanuck.ca. By all means, kids, bring it out. Let's see what you got. Tell me, how many proletariats can you prove to me that were successful? How many dictators under the name of Karl Marx and Frederick Engels have been superior and have been correct in their diplomacies and disciplines in the idea of your communist proletariat garbage manifesto? I remember watching footage from the Tiananmen Square incident back in the 80s. And from what I remember seeing, it didn't look too promising, folks. And at that time, too, Romania had a revolution where they overthrew Ceausescu and said, enough of your bullshit, buds, we've had it. And, you know, shortly thereafter, the Soviet Empire dissolved. Really. So, when you kids are waving your hammer and sickle and talking about the workers, it's amazing how you forget how many workers have put food in your table and put clothes in your back and procured a future so you can get a student loan and get your degree in basket weaving or dance theory or feelings 101. You forget the sacrifices that were made to give you kids that opportunity. A hell of a lot better opportunity than what my parents had. Certainly a hell of a lot better opportunity than what my grandparents had. Right? So you can sit there and promote your proletariat and your oppression Olympics, you know, blaming people who have got ahead in life for your shortcomings. Or you can take the initiative yourself. Get out and work that shit job. Get out and work two shit jobs. I've done it. While I was serving, I worked a couple other jobs too. I'm still working at some of them. All right. My bills get paid. I'm not in debt. Probably because I got smart with my money, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what it is. It's about choices. Right? But when you want to promote a system and get into a system where you're not promoting any choices and taking away choices from people based on your feelings rather than facts. You know, a simple fact where Pol Pot killed, what, 2 million of his own people back in the 70s? For the sake of re-education? Or how about the fact that Joseph Stalin killed roughly, I think, was it 25 or 20 million people? Anyhow, I will put facts and rather references at the bottom of my page here. But you, the listener, I think most of my listeners and fans know better, too, the pros and cons of, well, there's no really pros of communism. On paper, it might be a good idea. You know, if you're stuck in the bush someplace and there's 10 people, then I can see communism vaguely working. who's going to do the fishing, who's going to keep the fires on. But then you all work together for the same thing, because that'd be a scenario based on survival, not on longevity. So, but longevity, sorry kids, democracy is where it's at. Regardless if you agree or disagree or whatever, that's the joy of democracy. You can live in a country where you can agree and disagree at the same time without having to put masks on and throw stones and bike locks at people or painting nasty grams on people's property or threatening to dox somebody because you don't like what he said at the university campus. Yeah, grow up, kids. Right. And to the educators out there that think they're superior intellectual based on the rhetoric, quote unquote, that I have said, you're entitled to your opinion, ma'ams and sirs. But as I've said time and time again, don't tell me that the sun is the moon and the moon is the sun to further your narrative. I don't care if you got a PhD in basket weaving. I don't care if you've got a PhD in menstrual blood painting. I don't care what you have as a piece of paper. I judge people based on their character. Intestinal fortitude. I've met women that have overcome insurmountable odds and raised 2 kids, 3 kids, and made sure that they're well fed and well looked after. And they're some of the strongest women I know. My wife is one of the strongest women I know. She has overcome so much. And I'm so proud of her. I really am. I am proud of that woman. You know, what she conquered in her life prior to meeting, you know, a crusty old veteran like myself. And I'm very blessed to have her in my life. I do my best to remind her of that whenever I can. Well, but when I see these 20-somethings complaining, talking about oppression, what exactly is oppressing to you in this country? What opportunities do you not have? What privileges and rights you do not have that I have? I'd like to know. So as I mentioned before, please give me a comment at crustycanuck.ca. Send me an email. Send me a comment there on my Facebook page or Instagram, by all means. Let's get the conversation going. I'd like to know exactly what you think, right? And when you sit there and point fingers and start calling me, oh, you're a fascist, say the word, right? Don't trendy the whole fascism concept, because fascism is a very, very dirty, nasty, terrible thing. And the 20th century history has proven that. Whether it be Benito Mussolini, Adolf Hitler, the Emperor of Japan, or any other little tribe that has tried to divide and conquer. You know, putting wealth in the state, treating the state like a religion, is fascism. I'm not putting belief in my state. I love my province. I love my country. But I believe that my government is just a little too big for its bloody britches. Which will eventually bring me to my point with what Krista Freeland and her cronies say about white supremacy and Islamophobia being such an evil issue in today's society. Even though her party and her cronyism has cost the Canadian taxpayer quite a bit of money. But that's just me. Anyhow, back to fascism. I'm going to light a smoke here. Back to fascism. I have an actual encyclopedia here, ladies and gentlemen. How many of you still own encyclopedias? I've been a lucky SOB. I managed to acquire these from a lady about an hour away from here. She was getting rid of them because her son didn't want them anymore. And I graciously took them because, wow. Don't you guys remember doing assignments back in school where you had to prove all your statements with a little bibliography at the end or the beginning of your story or your essay or your composition? You know, for some of you college kids from the 80s and the early 90s where you had to, you know, back up your points, proof, explanations with, you know, all the encyclopedias and references you have. Well, here I have an Encyclopedia Britannica. Well, ready reference, and it was published in, just let me refer here, let's see, all these different names, yes, first pressing, oh wow, this is excellent, 1986, so I don't think the meaning of fascism has changed that much in the past 33 years, but let's give it a shot. Okay. A brief treatment of fascism. Brief treatment of fascism follows. For full treatment, see, okay, blah, 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 socioeconomic doctrines and reform movements, the modern. In all of its forms, fascism displays certain key features. The absolute primacy of the state is the chief of these, and from it follows others. The submission of the individual. Note, I say the submission of the individual. I will not submit, and I will not comply. That's my individualism right there. Well, submission of the individual will to unified will of the people as expressed by the state, and the entire obedience to a usually charismatic leader who embodies the state. In addition, martial virtues, combat, and conquest are celebrated, while liberal democracy, rationalism, and bourgeoisie values are denigrated. Well then, kids, if I'm a fascist, then what the hell did I just read to you then? I want individual liberty and freedom. I want people to think for themselves. I want people to be happy and prosperous. I want people to have the opportunity to work 40, 45, or 60, or however long they want to work, hours a week. I don't believe in the wage gap. I don't believe that there's rampant sexism. I don't believe that there's systematic racism. And you're going to have to prove to me that a hell of a lot if there is any of that above mentioned. I just read the meaning of fascism to you, kids. So the moment someone says something you disagree with, it's not fascism. It's called free thought. And if you think for 1 minute you dress up in black and put your shades on and start throwing stones and makeshift little cocktails and go to rallies with your little signs of unity and prosperity and yet encourage violence, I think you're basically living up to what I just said in regards to, well, following it from others and submitting of individuals. Right? Have a charismatic leader and you want to embody the state. So whether it be your Antifa leader here, your Antifa leader there, or just a bunch of whiny kids who think communism is a new thing. Guess again. Fascists and commies are the same thing. Hate to tell you, I just explained it. Well, sorry, folks. That's just the way it is. You know, little fascists and commies are sitting around discussing, you know, how, you know, people should act and react and how people should give up their money for you. How about you get off your ass and get a job and get a clue? There's something you can do. In this country, you have the opportunity to build your own life. Right? To get an education, to find a good job, to work two or three jobs if need be. But it can be done. I've done it. I'm still doing it. Okay. Say my bills are paid. Right? I pay my bills every month. Mortgage gets paid every month. I'm not in debt, so maybe I'm lucky. Okay? But I got lucky because I sat and I thought of a way to pay this all off without losing what's left of my hair. You know? I made some good decisions. I'm only human, folks. But if I can do it, you can do it. If I know a single mother that can raise two kids and still go out and do things productively as a regular citizen, there's nothing wrong with anybody else for being a single parent, whether it be male or female, doing the same thing. Right? I have a cousin who bought his own home at 22 years of age. Why? Because he saved his pennies since he was like 12. So in 10 years' time, he made some good decisions to have enough for a healthy down payment on his own home. Good for him, eh? Yeah. So, you kids that are pondering Communist Manifesto and helping the workers out, you think about the workers that put the clothes on your back and put the food in your belly and kept the lights on for you and kept your bills paid, made sure you had the nice toys and made sure you had the nice games to play with, and who procured a future for you based on their sweat and their efforts. And then now you think about these manifestos that come to fruition every time you protest a yellow vest or protest any Canadian for that matter that speaks his or her mind. And I'm talking all Canadians, all Asian Canadians, all East Indian Canadians, all white Canadians, all black Canadians, all First Nations, all Canadians, every citizen that pays their share for taxes, that gets up in the morning, goes to work to procure a future for themselves and their loved ones. Those are the people that I will defend. Those are the people I have defended. The less fortunate. The people that don't get it. Communists want to sit there and dictate terms to me about how I have to act and how I have. It's not going to happen. Well, you make your own life. You make up your own rules. You know, don't hit people. Don't take their stuff. All right? Create your own. Build something yourself. Create something. Build a table. Build a home. Design a home. Design a table. Get that factory job. Become that CEO. It's feasible. It doesn't matter if you're male or female. Don't hand me these excuses about who's white or who's black. You know, who's marginalized. Every time you sit and whine about, ooh, I'm marginalized, and then you just keep digging yourself in that marginalization hole, and you're constantly going to be a victim, and you'll never get the fuck out. But the choice is yours, kids. I'm going to call you children because some of the comments I have received are pretty immature, and they're not based on anything but feelings, not fact. Here's a fact. Joseph Stalin killed his own people. Joseph Stalin was paranoid. Adolf Hitler was paranoid. Adolf Hitler was a monster who should have been killed prior to his election. You know, we look back at history, woulda, coulda, shoulda, fine. But see, that's the joy of history. It happened. We have to learn from it. You know? And for the so-called superior intellects out there that want us to go back to that kind of format, what exactly are you thinking? There's a lot of people in my life that would sooner take a bullet or sooner die than allow a system like that to reign any kind of supremacy in this country. And a lot of friends I have in the United States that would do the exact same thing too. So think about that, kids. Think about it. To all the NDPers out there that want to collectively take this and collectively take that, fine, what are you going to contribute? Well, I pay my taxes every year loyally. I disagree with it because we have a leadership in this government that doesn't want to look after Canadians. It's been proven. And yet you want to promote a proletariat too at the same time? You know, what you call diversity becomes adversity. You know, what you call unity, you are encouraging division. You're favoring one part of the country over the next when you should be governing this country as a whole with less impact in our lives and let people do what they want to do. Right. As a gun owner, as a taxpayer, and as a veteran, as a blue-collar laborer, and as a husband, as a brother, as an uncle, and as a friend, and as a patriot, I will not comply with the status quo. I'll help those who need it. I'll give what I can to people, and I'll give my time accordingly. But I also live my life with liberty, respect, and honor, and courage. I expect to do the same. So anyway, back to Chrystia Freeland and her spiel on the whole white supremacy issue that she said at the UN recently. Yes, according to a Globe and Mail article, from the 23rd of April, 2019, I'll leave the link below my page here. Canada's focus on dangers of white supremacy has caused conflict with some international allies, officials says. Canada has been butting heads with some of its closest allies over the extent to which rising white supremacy at home and abroad poses a global threat, federal insiders say. A quiet but at times controversial diplomacy has come as Justin Trudeau's Liberals, gearing up for a federal election campaign this fall, try to portray Canada's Conservative leader Andrew Scheer and his party as soft on white supremacy and so-called alt-right views. Okay, I'm not going to read this along. I'm not going to sit here and toot this horn. Basically, they're just fucking saying, because of what happened in Christchurch, New Zealand, that the individual that shot all those poor people up, had all these alt-right views. And yet, you know, I read an article where he was more of a communist, if anything. You know, I don't think he was doing it in the name of white people. I think he was doing it because he was just a sick retard who had more issues than we can speak of. But what gets me with this article, what I've read, and I'm, you know, keep reading it, it's like they're ghost hunting. I know. It's like, oh my God, you know, all this white supremacy coming up. And from what I gather, it's not white supremacy, Ms. Freeland and Mr. Trudeau, and to all the so-called experts out there. People are getting tired of your bullshit. Okay? And it wouldn't matter if it was a liberal prime minister or a conservative prime minister, or as if an NDP prime minister for that matter. It's a matter of the choices and what you promote and what you're fighting for in this country. You clowns were elected in your ridings accordingly to represent the interests of Canadians. Now, I didn't vote for yous. I knew back in 2014 your party had nothing to stand for, probably because your party's had a history of doing nothing but screwing the military, screwing national security, and screwing over the taxpayer for the sake of your scandals, i.e. the sponsorship scandal in the 1990s, you know, your half-assed Meech Lake Accord, and, of course, the newest one, and SNC-Lavalin, which The Simpsons made a good point about. But I don't know. You guys were hired to do something to keep trade going, to negotiate with these nations. And yet, oh, Islamophobia and white supremacy are key here because of what happened in Christchurch. Well, maybe let New Zealand look after their problems when it comes to, quote-unquote, Islamophobia. Right? New Zealand's an ally. So is Australia. They're part of the British Commonwealth. So is Canada. And with saying that, you know, I don't think there's an issue of white supremacy in this country. There's a lot of Canadians that are pissed off because they can't get their oil to market, and they can't secure a job, and they can't get into certain post-secondary institutions because of the color of their skin or because of their gender. Right? They're paying ridiculous taxes in name of this carbon tax that you say is going to save the world, and yet what kind of plan do you have in place to save the world? Climate Barbie. And to my friends in the States, your AOC, well, yeah, she says the same thing, you know. All of a sudden, a bartender and a university student, now she's a congressperson with all these ways to save the planet. Kumbaya bullshit. Okay? I'm going to leave a link to one of the Greenpeace founders, too, that I saw on the Crowder show, by the way. Not to plug Mr. Crowder's show unintentionally, but he made a good point about the whole climate issue and how things warm and how things cool, based on his PhD in ecology and not a degree of law or a business certificate of some sort. This man has a background in ecology, but we'll get to that later. I'll leave the link at the end of my page here. But the further I read this article, they're ghost hunting, you know? You want faith and inclusion, that's fine. I don't care if you're Catholic. I don't care if you're Jewish. I don't care if you're Muslim. I don't care if you're Buddhist. I don't care if you praise the spaghetti monster. I don't care if you're atheist. I've seen prejudicial actions growing up. I've seen them from more adults than I have other kids. But that never affected me, and that never stopped me from being a good person and treating people based on their characters and their merits rather than the color or their faith. I think a lot of us were taught that, folks. I think a lot of us were taught that, especially my generation, when it came to that, a big tolerance and a big appreciation for who we have and who we are. And all these wingnuts in Ottawa living the high life of the taxpayer's dime, telling us, oh yeah, we have to pay more money for gas while they can jet set and then go around the world saying, oh, we have a big white supremacy issue in Canada. I want to see you effing clowns prove it. Okay? We're not seeing Nazis marching the streets here. We're not seeing white supremacist skinheads going around bashing heads. We're seeing good, honest Canadian people of all walks of life. Chinese Canadians, Native Canadians, Jamaican Canadians, East Indian Canadians, European Canadians, all Canadians of walk in life. Well, taking a stride, trying to make a change, a good positive change, so there is jobs, so there is clean water, right? So life doesn't get too bloody expensive. because these elected officials want to justify spending more money on countries that really don't have any intention of giving the money back or giving a shit about its own. So, I'll leave a link at the end of my page in regard to this ridiculous article and the justification for it. It's just, it insults my intelligence, folks. And I hope it insults yours, too. I really hope, some people get a goddamn grip when it comes to this whole white supremacy thing. Because, no, I'm not a white supremacist. I don't tolerate it. I don't believe any race is superior to another. I don't believe any ideology other than democracy is superior. No, I don't think third wave feminism has a voice anymore because, really, no one has proved to me the rampant sexism that people claim. And no one has proven to me about the systematic racism that they keep saying it is there. I don't see it, folks. And if you want to challenge and debate me, by all means, go right ahead. You can reach me at crustycanuck.ca or crustybcanuck67 at Gmail or find me on Facebook or on Instagram. Let's get the concession going. Let's get a debate wide open. All right. Let's get something on the go here. Yeah, those were torpedoes. To prove, there's no such thing as this white supremacy crap that our government keeps saying there is. And all this Islamophobia they keep talking about. Right? Any religion, for that matter, creeping in to government. Doesn't matter if it's Christianity, Islam, or Judaism. Or heaven forbid if we have spaghetti monster enthusiasts calling the shots in Parliament. Church and state don't mix. That's been proven time and time again. It doesn't matter what church or what faith, right? So, anyway, tell me what you think. The above mentioned emails. Let's get the ball rolling here. Let's get a little more sincerity, a little more honesty when it comes to these news reports. The evil white supremacy. Oh my goodness, you're everywhere. No, there's no white supremacists coming here. They're not knocking on your door, and they're not handing out hate mail. They're not sitting there trying to preserve one faction of the human race. They're trying to preserve longevity and prosperity for the Canadian people. And that's all people. Right? That's all persons, all faiths. Doesn't matter where you're from, folks. You're not going to find any kind of Nazi rhetoric on my page. I won't tolerate it. And I sure as I won't tolerate any more communist accusations either. So, to the so-called superior intellects out there who have said your spiel, back it up, right? If you're going to call me a fascist, I want you to back it up. I want you to prove to me why I'm a fascist, right? I've already proven to you what fascism is. I'm nowhere near it. I like my liberty. I like my freedom. I want people to have freedom to choose, to think, to drink, to pray, right? I don't care if you're Christian. I don't care if you're Muslim. I don't care if you're Jewish. I don't care if you praise the sun or praise the rivers. Just do it well. And do it with love. Shit simple. I was given a Christian influence when I was a little lad because my parents wanted me to decide for myself where my faith will lie. And I have faith in things I see and things I can feel. And I do have some faith in humanity. But I also love my country. I love the people I served with. I love my family. I love my allies. A special hats off down to my brothers in the States. Hoo-ah, gentlemen and ladies. To my friends in Britain. And to some friends I met in Sweden. And to my Australian friends I have recently just encountered. G'day, guys. I love all that. I love our democracy. And I'm going to speak out against the status quo. I'm going to question government authority. And I'm going to question this ridiculous rhetoric that has been thrown in our faces the past 6 years, right? So, that being said, if you care to donate, please consider donation. Consider purchasing some merchandise from Krusty Canuck merchandise at teespring.com. You can purchase there at Teespring, or you can donate to my page on subscribestar.com under Krusty Canuck, my PayPal. Or you can send me an e-transfer via my email. at krustybcanuck67@gmail. It'd be greatly appreciated. It takes me some time to put these together. I'm working on fixing my software for my computer so I make some more videos out there. But in the meantime, I've got the podcast gear here, and I'll get my information out as best I can. Well, it's been lovely chatting with you on this beautiful April 30th, 2019. And I'll do what I can to come back for you at the same time next week with better topics and more discussion. So take care of yourselves, love your loved ones, and remember, folks, humanity and merit wins the day. All right, cheers. Bye for now.
The Krusty Canuck Podcast.